Momcast is sponsored by Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery, Vision for Life, and by Visit Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is Kidsburg.
Hey, Momcast, this is Reno. I need help. We are looking for a few good road trip ideas. You got any?
Mommy!
It's the Momcast.
Really, Mom?
Mommy!
Mom!
You are listening.
Momcast!
And Momcast.
And Reno, we want to help you out. And one of the best getaways for the weekend that we took our daughter on was to Pittsburgh. So we have on with us Melissa Wade, Senior Director of Communication for Visit Pittsburgh, on the phone with us. Hi there, Melissa.
Hello. Hello. How are you today?
We're good. And as I said, the trip that we took our daughter on for her birthday and took her little cousin with us to Pittsburgh, I am not kidding. We actually made one of those hardcover books, picture books,
mm-hmm.
of our weekend because we had such a good time.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. That's
awesome. The girls had an awesome time. And when you say Pittsburgh is Kidsburg, I mean, it honestly is true. And the wonderful thing is you're not that far from us here in Columbus.
Oh, no, absolutely. Not at all. Just a few hours away. Just a nice drive down. I believe it's Route 70, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Not far at all. Just a nice drive to take with the family and see some wonderful attractions here in the city. Not far at all.
And, you know, a lot of times you'll drive, maybe take a day trip, and you'll see one item. Like, you know, here in Ohio, we can go to one of the amusement parks, or we could
mm-hmm.
go to a zoo. So you're making the trip, and then there's one thing that you're seeing. This is completely different. And I also wanted to mention, you know, look at the map for all of the folks that listen to Momcast all across the country, because it's probably mm-hmm. a day trip for many of you in that region.
That's what I like, too. I've got two little kids, Melissa. And if I'm in the car for longer than 3 hours, I might as well not even go on the trip.
Right.
So it's very helpful.
Yeah.
That's great.
And for one item, sometimes it's a little too much. But, I mean, let's talk about that, because, first of all, I have to say, the best time was at Kennywood, because when they're little, especially, but for all ages, there were just so many things that they could do at Kennywood that were appropriate for their age group.
Kennywood is amazing. We refer to it a lot of times as iconic, because even for residents of the area, summer just isn't complete without a trip to Kennywood. It's so much fun for the entire family. There is so much to do, the rides, the great food. And this year, they will soon open a brand new addition, and it's Thomastown will be one of the largest additions they've had in Kennywood in over 100 years. So it's going to be interactive. There'll be rides. It'll be near Kiddyland. The kids will get to experience the life-size Thomas the Tank, traveling on the railroad there. They can be young conductors with their families. It's just such an exciting time for that new addition coming. But like I mentioned, Kennywood is fun for the entire family. My family goes there every summer, my parents, my nieces and nephews, my friends and I. It's just one of those places where there's something literally for everyone to do, and it's amazing. The rides are fantastic. It's a great time in the summer.
Oh, we had a blast, and like I said, took tons of pictures, but they loved all of the rides. And boy, Thomas, that's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. They're making, you know, they're really touting it. They're making a big deal about it, making a big splash. They're making big announcements to make sure everyone knows it's coming. It's not open just yet, but it will be opening very soon, and it's really exciting. They have some information about it on their website if someone was interested in taking a look at what's coming. But it's going to be really exciting for kids the younger generation of kids to have more to do there in the park. It's great. They might not be able to ride, you know, the big, huge Thunderbolt, but they can explore all through Kiddyland and all parts of the Thomastown exhibit. So that's going to be really exciting.
I'd be dad of the year if I brought little
I
Mabel or Davis there. Dad of the year. I could like just take the rest of the year off.
Do it.
Well, you know, and then it doesn't stop there, honestly, because there's something for every member of the family in all ages. Another place that that comes to mind for me is the National Aviary.
Yes. The aviary is so unique, and it's so interesting. I love the aviary. The aviary is actually a partner of ours, so we do work with them from time to time, and it's amazing. It's the only independent indoor nonprofit zoo dedicated to birds. So it is every kind of bird you can imagine. They have birds flying around. They have birds in exhibits that you just visit. They have sloths. They have so much going on at the aviary. It's just a great place to visit literally year-round, but in the summer, it's also a lot of fun. They have a new exhibit there called Birdly, and it's a flight simulation experience. It allows you to fly like a bird through New York City.
Ooh.
So you lie like on a simulator, and you flap your arms using controlling the direction and the speed, and it's really, like, you literally feel like you're flying. It's so exciting.
You have to dodge cabs.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. Of course, it's New York City.
Right, right.
Sure. Well, and that sounds fun. That sounds like a lot of fun and kind of like a learning moment, too. That sounds like
Absolutely. We have all kinds of, you know, and things happening with tech in our city and in our region, and that's just like another cool piece of that. Birdly's really exciting. We've had the opportunity to try it, and it's just you have to try it for yourself. It's amazing.
Let's talk a little bit about science. My kid's a science fanatic. Let's talk about the Science Center a little bit.
Okay. The Carnegie Science Center is another great place for families literally year round, but there are some great events happening over the summer. I actually was just there at the Science Center just last week. They have opened a new exhibit called The Art of the Brick, and it is a collection of inspiring artwork made exclusively from one of the most recognizable toys in the world, Legos. So from a child's toy to a sophisticated art form, like, it takes Legos and creates these amazing pieces of artwork. There are things that are, you know, obviously geared toward younger children and small, you know, little ones. And then there are other parts of the exhibit that are a little geared to the visitor that's a little bit older. There are masterpieces like Van Gogh's Starry Night, Da Vinci's The Mona Lisa, all made from Legos. And I tell you, it is unbelievable. Some of the exhibits, it's even hard to tell that they are actually Legos. That's how realistic they are.
Wow.
It's really amazing. What the artist, his name is Nathan Sawaya, was able to do is pretty amazing. And, you know, when you think of Legos, you think of, you know, a small child building, like, you know, a building or a little truck or something like that. But these are literally, yeah, almost life-size pieces of artwork. There is a dress. There is a person actually swimming in water. It's really, really interesting. And another piece of the exhibit, it's just free Legos where little ones can go in and kind of, you know, play around and replicate some of the things they saw in the exhibit, or be creative and come up with something all new on their own. There's a space entirely dedicated for them to do those kinds of things too. So they not only get to see the exhibit and the pieces of artwork, but they get to, you know, become artists and creators all by themselves right there in the Science Center. It's amazing. The Science Center also has, you know, some ongoing exhibits. They have H2O, which teaches all about water and how water is connected to our area. You guys probably know that we have three rivers here and how that water flows and how we utilize it. And it's just interactive and interesting and educational at the same time. So kids get to learn and have some fun playing in water. So, you know, how can you go wrong with that?
Exactly. Now, Greg, I know your son has an interest.
Well, Davis has started to play T-ball.
Ah, okay.
You know, we wanted to take a family road trip to check out a day game of the Pittsburgh Pirates over there.
Absolutely.
What kind of tips would you give us for heading over to the PNC Park?
So PNC Park is a beautiful park. It sits right on the on one of our rivers, and it is just across the bridge from downtown Pittsburgh. So you can visit the park and also kind of visit the city at the same time. Take a little walk across the bridge, walk around downtown Pittsburgh, see the point, see Point State Park, all kinds of, there's just a lot to see right in downtown Pittsburgh. But PNC Park is a beautiful park that there really isn't a bad seat in that park. It sits right on the river, and as the sun goes down, it just is beautiful. It lights up the city, and it just is an amazing view. The park is so much fun. It's great because they close the road on the side of the park, so it's all pedestrians. They have vendors. They have fun, exciting things that happen, like leading up to the time the games start. They'll have vendors, they'll have games, they'll have just interactive activities for everyone. They'll have some, they may have a band play or, you know, a DJ. They have all kinds of activities that just make the whole, that whole corner, the whole environment, the whole experience of going to a baseball game a lot of fun. There's great restaurants in there. There's just, the park is beautiful. You can walk around, you know, stay in your seat and watch the game, or walk around the park and see different parts of the city while things are going on. It's just a beautiful, beautiful park.
Cool. Yeah, I think I'd like that more than my kids.
Well, that's kind of the thing about it. There's plenty for everybody. Before we go and tell everybody how they can, you know, look at the stuff online and maybe get some deals, is there anything else you wanted to highlight about Pittsburgh?
So you mentioned some really great things, but we also have an amazing zoo. Our Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium is amazing. This year they've added a zip line. So how cool is that to zip line across the zoo? You're seeing animals, you see water, you see the city. It's just a really fun, unique experience, something that adds another, you know, adds some depth to your visit to the zoo. You see the animals as you walk around and walk through the exhibits, but how cool is it to literally zip line over the zoo and see all of those things below your feet? So that's just another cool activity to experience here in Pittsburgh. We have the Gateway Clipper Fleet, which is a fleet of boats that kind of just go up and down the river and give you a nice view of the city from the water and tell you about the history of the city. We have the Jesducky Tours that are land and water tours. So they are an authentic World War II amphibious vehicle that rides around the city, and then you kind of ride down the ramp and just right into the water, and you get to see the city, you know, from that viewpoint as well. Same thing, you're getting to learn about the history and see the city just from a different viewpoint. It's a great way to experience the city and be outdoors and learn a little bit too.
Well, that's awesome. Now I want to give our MomCast listeners inside information. How can they get, you know, deals and learn more about this?
So if you go to visitpittsburgh.com/kidsburgh, there's all kinds of information there. You can build an itinerary and you can book a hotel and get great deals on attractions right there on that website, on that page. You can, you know, request information and just learn about how you can build the perfect trip for you and your family when you visit Pittsburgh. It's a great, great resource. It's visitpittsburgh.com/kidsburgh.
Perfect. Melissa, thank you so much. I'm telling folks, honestly, I mean, this is like one of the coolest trips you're going to put together. It's close enough, and there's just so much to do. You're going to probably want to do another one.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. And we want everyone to come and visit Pittsburgh. We obviously believe that it is just an amazing city and want everyone to come and experience it as well. Pittsburgh has something literally for everyone, whether you like indoors, outdoors, you like food, or you like to just kind of, you know, walk along the water. There's just so much to do, and we want everyone to come and visit.
Well, thank you again so much, and I know that answers Reno's question, gives her some really good resources. Melissa Wade, Senior Director of Communications for Visit Pittsburgh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so much.
Someone once told me details are the difference between good stuff and great stuff. Hi, I'm Dr. Shaw, ophthalmologist at ReVision LASIK and Cataract Surgery. Schedule a visit with me to discover how you can reclaim the amazing details of your life with clear vision solutions.
Everyday details matter every day. Schedule your evaluation with Dr. Shaw at ReVision LASIK and Cataract Surgery, located on Polaris Parkway. RevisionEyes.com.
So there you go. That is a great option. And Reno, I hope that helps. And of course, we will continue to share those things. And if you want on Facebook, if you've had a great road trip with your family, no matter where you are, we'd love to hear about it. And you can share that on Facebook as well. Thanks for joining us for another MomCast. Remember, if you get a chance to review us, that would be great. It allows more people to see MomCasting and gets the word out. So have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.